part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
Fuck the shit, fuck the fucking shit, fuck shit, the fuck shit, the shit, and fuck shit, fuck the shit, fuck the fucking shit, fuck shit, the fuck shit, the shit, and fuck shit.
All right, Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 97, part 2.
97, part 2, John. And Special Ed has arrived with his special guest.
Yes, that's right.
Hello, everybody.
Turn over to Special Ed. He's going to introduce the special guest that we have here this evening.
Well, if you remember last time, I said that I'll be bringing in my nephew. So I brought my nephew in here.
All right.
My little nephew, Mason, from the Marine Corps.
Semper Fi, man.
Semper Fi.
Yeah, Semper Fi.
Until you puke.
Yeah, until I puke.
And then next to him is his best friend, Larry. He is from the Air Force.
What's going on?
Aim high.
Aim high.
Aim high. Can stay out till 6 a.m., though, you know?
Oh, man.
Oh. Got someone can hang.
Oh.
Got some stories there, Larry?
Still drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, last night?
Yeah, I told you a story about Mason last night.
Mason's in town, and this is last weekend. You know, he's got to go back to North Cackalack. So we decided we were going to go out, and he wanted to get bottle service at Soundbar. So we got to stop out at
Bottle service.
Mason wants to be a baller. He just got back, you know. So we go to Soundbar.
I'm not sure I get that, but
he wants to be a baller. You know, we go to Soundbar, and now. Yeah. First of all, you're downtown, so you can't find a parking spot.
Yeah.
So it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and Mason's getting kind of antsy. He thinks they're going to run out of bottles at a bar.
Come on, dude, what the fuck?
We're looking for a parking spot. So then we get in there, and then Mason, he's wanting to get two bottles of some vodka, you know, and Soundbar, expensive place, $200 a bottle.
Oh, my God.
So we're about $400 right there, and it's me and two other of my friends, so... Then it's weird because Mason didn't realize that when you spend that amount of money, you're starting to get friends around there.
You're the
there.
Big roller. Yeah.
So the waitresses are coming by, and the dancers, they got dancers at this place. They're coming by, and he's in love. You know, he's giving these dancers like $100 bills, and I'm like, Mason, they're dancers, not strippers. So then he goes up to the one dancer, and he's like, "Are you a go-go dancer?" And she's like, "Yeah." And he's about four drinks in right there. He's like, "Well, you want to go dance with me?" And so then about 3 o'clock, he was in the bag. Yeah, he was. So then he went to the bathroom where he went to go yak. Then people started walking away. So Mason's like, we still got a half bottle of vodka left. Hey, let's get another bottle.
It's
that's on you, core man.
It's on you, buddy. That's what I said to him. It's on you. So he comes back. There's a bottle waiting for him. Think he does another like three shots of vodka, and he was done. He was in a daze and confused. 5 o'clock comes. So I'm driving home. This guy's puking out the side of my window down Florida. we get home 6 o'clock, and I'm like, "Hey, we got to be up in like 4 hours to go to the Cubs game." So.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then we're at the Cubs game, and he's not drinking. But I still am, so.
Yeah, Mark Bingo. "Hey, Mason, want a drink?" "Oh, can you give me a soda pop?"
"Dude, I'm
some
quit.
Clear liquids."
Yeah. Tells you about those Marines.
Yeah.
Well, and I want to get me a pretzel.
Being in your 20s, you remember that, John?
When
you
could
be out till 6 a.m. and then have 4 hours of sleep and...
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And get on with the day. If we had a night like Mason in our 40s, you wouldn't
We'd
hear from
dead.
Us for a goddamn week.
You guys still be sleeping, huh?
Right. We'd still be sleeping.
There you go.
We'd be pumping our stomachs with a fucking leaf blower or something.
So how do you guys know each other? In high school?
The story is, I say back in, hold on there, Mason. I gotta give you the intro.
All right,
because,
no problem.
Because I gotta show you how mean these Marines are.
Please do.
So so back in third grade when Mason was like 50 pounds and he had like, you know, frame glasses, he lived in my neighborhood and these two kids were picking on him and they stole his bike from him. So,
That's my story.
it's everybody's story.
We
so
all got the same story.
I get the bike back from the kid, and then he never left me alone. You know, and then he comes over to my house and he's reading Teen Bop magazine, so I thought the kid was gay for a while.
Are you a Peter Pumper?
Exactly. So he joined the Marine Corps. But Mason's probably got another story too, but
do
that's
you
my
suck
story.
Dicks?
All right, so you guys you've been friends for a while, you go through high school and then you decide on Air Force, Mason decides on Marines. How does that happen?
Silence.
I don't I still don't even know to this day why I did it, but I mean, having a hell of a time with it. But he decided to go the easy way out, and I decided to go the the full route. So
was it a decision you both made together? We're gonna serve in the armed forces, or
kind of?
Well, I kind of wanted to follow my steps because I knew you wouldn't get deployed as much. You know, it's Marines. You know,
yeah, they hardcore.
Every minute, yeah,
hardcore. You know,
he's like, "What do you want to be?" I'm like. I want to settle in the States for a little bit. Oh yeah, we got a good job. It's called the infantry. You'll never get deployed.
Oh man,
this is the guy we want.
So how many years ago was that?
That was four years and yeah. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it'd be about four. It's been over 4 years for me. 4 years
wow.
and a couple months. Yeah.
Yeah.
18 years old. I did a semester of college and then decided why not? Why not do it? So.
Hey, do you get a cute little stripe like Mason did?
Huh?
Do you get a
no,
cute
no,
stripe?
We don't wear those stripes on our wrists. That's kind of queer.
Yeah.
You know. Look, I've been in for 4 years. we get a cute little ribbon.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get to wear it on our chest. So
nice.
But hey, God bless him though for what he's doing. You know.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to stop the bullets.
Hey, Larry, get off my nuts.
Wow.
So when you sign up, what's the minimum requirement, I guess, as far as years that you have to.
You got it. You got it. First, you got to take a test, and then
got to do more than three pull-ups.
That's Marines. Yeah, we had to lift 120 pounds.
More than three pull-ups.
Yeah.
I'd be done right there.
I think it's 35 is the age limit. Got to have a GED.
You're going to be a diet private, you fat bastard.
You suck dick.
No, I don't.
Beautiful. you gotta meet with you gotta pick your job out. What else you gotta do, Mace?
You just pretty much
you stay at a hotel with a guy you don't know.
Yeah, for like
he's probably jerking off in the bathroom.
Oh no!
Yeah,
oh,
he's another recruit. The guy you don't know.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you gotta go to this thing. You gotta go to this thing called NEPS.
What is it called?
It's called MEPS. It's like military.
Oh, nuts. Military MEPS. Enlistment Processing Center or something like that.
Yeah, you know, they feed you. They give you a room. I mean,
they treat you really nice.
Oh.
That's a nice process because they want you to join. So, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, come on. We'll play video games.
Mason, how's that don't ask, don't tell policy? Is that working out for you?
Hey, don't ask, don't tell, you know?
Yeah, that's what he's telling you. In other words,
fuck you.
Special Ed's got some pictures for you guys if you want to see it.
Oh, God.
You don't want to see them.
So being in the Air Force, you serve where? Where do you?
I've been all over the States, different bases. You know, I mean...
God bless you, Larry.
You know, it's the Air Force is a lot.
I know that's Marty's story too. Friend of ours in the Air Force.
It's a lot different. I mean, it's not. We're more about the planes. So you know, it's. I have a job where you know I carry a weapon, but it's not a big deal. It's not like the Marines where they're all hardcore. You gotta go through basic training. You gotta go through your specialty school. But you know, it's a lot more. It's not lax because it's still the military. But it's you know you're going to be in a safe zone most of the time.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
So. Now, Mason, I have no idea what the armed services is like. I should have joined. I really should have. I wasted like a good 6 years of my life when I was 18.
trying to
get nailed. I should have been.
I hung up on a recruiter.
You don't want the free T-shirt?
But our only, I think I speak for John when I say this as well. Our only experience with the military is... the first part of Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, no, I was going to say marriage.
Oh. Nice.
So is that what it's like going through Marine boot camp, Metal Jacket?
I mean, maybe back in like, you know, the 20s when the movie came out, but I mean, it's similar. I mean, they say they can't touch you, but sometimes, you know, you get out of line, you know, they'll do what they need to do. But it kind of is. But it's actually, now I look back at it, they're the funniest motherfuckers I've ever met in my life.
Who's that? The guys who train you?
Yeah,
those TIs? Yeah, those guys are crazy. Like, because, you know, you're in there, and it's a very stiff. You know, you're looking over your back like 24/7. You're in the bathroom and the stall door's closed, and you think somebody's watching you. It's just that insane.
You guys had stall doors?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But these guys, they didn't mess around, but they catch you like they've seen it. Like whatever you do, somebody's done it already. So they just think up like ways to say it, and when you're looking at it, you're just laughing your ass off.
Yeah.
Because they're on these guys, and they know exactly what the next step they're going to do. It's just hilarious.
Oh man!
If once you get out and you watch these guys, you're laughing your ass off. You're like, wow, that's what I did.
Yeah. Private Pyle, I'm going to give you 3 seconds. Exactly, three
choke
fucking
yourself.
Seconds to wipe that stupid looking grin off your face, or I will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you.
That's what they said.
I think Mason deep throated though.
Bullshit, it looks to me like the best part of you ran down the crack of your mama's ass and ended up as a brown stain on the mattress. I think you've been cheated.
So when you get into the Air Force, what's the training? How long is it?
It's 6.5 weeks. You got your three days is 0 week. That's pretty much your processing in, getting your uniform, stuff like that. You got to wait a couple days before you got to like get a accumulated the climate, but then pretty much your schedule is 4:45 up, running, doing your PT. Then you got to go make your bunks, get ready for that stuff, shower, and that you got about 10 minutes to do all that, and then you go eat. Eating's about 3.5 minutes, and then you go on to your day. You got to march, classes, just all kinds of stuff, and it's a constant head game, but it really gets you prepared, in my eyes. So.
Yeah.
6.5 weeks for Air Force. What's it for Marines?
13 lovely weeks.
13 weeks.
Air Force don't do that basic infantry stuff. So, you know, a lot of
they got to throw gas masks on and all that shit.
What I think they got, like, you got like a what, week of weapons, something like that?
Yeah,
Scott, you should supply the gas.
Oh, thanks, John.
Air Force gets one day of weapons, so.
They heard a story about your Sam's or Costco.
Costco, right.
Costco,
yeah.
Speckling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that. It was nice. I love it when you're at the, you got to go and you're at the other corner of the place. You're in like a Walmart and you're at the wrong corner and you got to walk like.
I've got a turtle head.
It's poking out of my ass. I like how you abandoned your son for a brief second there.
Well, I had to. What am I going to do? He needs to start learning his
independence. You want to explain to him why yours is bigger than his?
Hey, stand here and watch me.
That's the ultimate boot camp right there.
Wow.
Oh, all right, so you're still in the States,
leave
but now, Mason,
mall.
You've been in the shit, man, right?
I've seen it.
He's played in the sand.
You got 13 weeks of basic, and then how much longer are you in the States before you get deployed?
I finished my training school afterwards, and then I ended up leaving in March. It was I finished boot camp in August, so you can just decide from there.
Extrapolate.
Hold on, I don't even know what day it is. July, August. Yeah, September, I guess. I don't know. But then you go to your school after that, and I'm a infantry guy, so that's another 2 months. And then I got sent to another school for another like a month and a half, and then so I mean it all just let up. It was pretty fast the first time, so. But it was a good time though. So,
but you went in October, right?
October.
To the sandbox, that is.
September.
Well, can you say
September.
Where you've been stationed?
I've been stationed in Virginia, stationed in North Carolina, where I'm at right now. But overseas wise, it was Baghdad, Bahrain, and then Ramadi.
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 Oh, Ramadi.
Ramadi.
So what's going on over there?
Well, before we left, a whole lot of nothing, but...
That's because of the surge, right?
Exactly. So...
I got to tell you, some of the video he showed me, you don't see that shit on CNN.
No, but you do see it on the BBC.
Exactly.
When I was in Germany, yeah, I saw a lot of that shit on there.
Did you?
On the Beeb, yeah.
On the Beeb?
Yeah.
Beeb. That's some serious shit.
Yeah, and then I got shit from a fucking taxi driver.
Why's that?
Well, it was 2 days after they started bombing Iraq, and I flew over there for a week,
And I'm in this cab. Oh, a mannequin, huh? And he starts telling me jokes. And one of the jokes was, he's ripping on me. And then one of the jokes was, how do you like being, how do you like your country being run by a bush, a colon, and a dick?
Wow.
Which I thought was pretty funny.
Wow, that was good. Yeah.
But I happen to like Colin Powell. I don't know. I don't know about you guys.
I like Colin Powell. It's too bad he didn't run for presidency last time.
Yeah.
So you got a couple of, both you guys got, what, a couple more days off and then you're back?
I got a couple more days off.
Got work tomorrow.
Yep. So.
And then you're back.
By the way, he voted for the Bush, might I add.
Really?
Yeah.
Who did?
Larry.
What's wrong with you, boy?
So don't give me more shit about voting for Bush.
Hey,
you voted for him twice.
Once. Damn it. We've been through this already. We've been down this road a million times already.
Hey, you know what, though?
I voted once, but had I voted the second time, maybe. Possibly.
Now it's maybe.
Yeah. I know you guys aren't big fans, but you got, from a military point of view, he sends us a lot, but we do get a lot of payment back from it. So.
Is this guy on crack?
So, you know, hey, you know, ask Mason about his signing bonus, and maybe if he told you.
I would rather ask one of the Blackwater guys. How much do they get paid?
True story.
30 grand a month.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
True.
You guys should get fucking way more than that.
Well, if your service is over, is that something you'd look into?
Yeah, going to Blackwater. I've heard about that.
No? You wouldn't want to go back?
I'd rather be a cop somewhere.
For 30 G's a month?
I'd rather be a bum.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So
those guys are.
They seem like they make more money than I do on the streets playing their drums and stuff.
Yeah, the Cubs game today.
I don't know, the Cubs game. There's this guy who's walking up to us going, hey, man, happy Father's Day. I'm your father today.
Okay, like
give me some money.
Years
give me some money, man. Give me some money.
No. That's
like, what the fuck?
That's marketing, man.
And then you go to marketing. Then you go to 7-Eleven across from Wrigley, and it's $20 for a bottle of water.
Right.
I paid my left nut for a pack of cigarettes today.
$8.11?
Yeah.
He's like, how much is a lighter? $1.08? How much are matches?
$10. What?
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I know. It's brutal.
True story.
True story.
How about the Poussoir Marine here? A soda pop today. It was $6.
Yeah, that little bitch. Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. Like, the beer is cheaper than, a beer is cheaper than soda pop.
I used to, back in the day, of course, we were younger. We used to party till 6 in the morning.
Like a rock star?
Of course, I was doing blow till 6 in the morning. But,
oh, man.
But I'd come down the stairs, and it'd be like 2 in the afternoon, carrying a plastic bag of vomit. And my mom would be like, what the hell's that? Nothing. It's going. I go, nothing. Just
it's
some garbage.
Mix.
It's pancake mix. It's peas and carrots and brown sauce. Yeah, it's
wasn't
pretty,
that last night's
pretty
dinner?
Nasty. Oh yeah, Shannon, my daughter horked last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
The wife had to leave early from the gig.
Really?
Scott and I stayed out till like 1:30.
Wow.
I woke up with a little thing right here in my head. It felt like somebody was turning some bolts.
Little screw.
Yeah. And then I had to sit through that fucking show again.
Holy shit, sorry,
man.
You need stitches now?
We stayed at the gig because we had to help the band load their equipment because the lead singer booked.
Yeah.
Why?
He packed his mic and left.
Why?
I guess that's what lead singers do.
Was he any good?
Actually, the bass player asked me if I wanted to do a side gig and play drums for them.
Hey, I got asked to do a side gig, too.
I know. I heard that.
No doubt.
Tell me. Bass?
It's out of sight. All right, let's get back to the Marine here.
Yeah, no doubt.
I need to know. They teach you how to kill a guy with your bare hands, right? In the Marines?
No.
No, they don't?
No.
They don't teach that?
No.
Oh, let me ask you this.
They teach you how to defend yourself.
Yeah.
If you and Special Ed, now he's had some, apparently has some martial arts training.
Apparently.
Oh, that's a challenge, man.
If you guys,
that's a challenge.
If you guys went out in the parking lot right now, you know, like Ultimate Fighting, who's gonna walk back in here and who's going to be in the parking lot?
You're not.
I told John I have a strategy because you know that Steven Seagal shit, right?
Aikido.
Yeah. You have to be attacked to make any moves. Is that right? I just won't attack you. I'll just verbally abuse you. Okay. And then when you come at me,
some verbal judo.
Well, see, you're on.
Then he'll spit AIDS on you.
You got to remember one thing though. There's a keto, but also no Shotokan and Shonryu.
Well, here's what I want to know, especially.
Yeah, I know a couple Japanese words too.
Mishu.
You Mushu
watch
pork.
You watch the ultimate pork? Fighting.
Are these Japanese side dishes we're going?
Cream of some young guy.
Yeah.
You watch these Ultimate Fighting things, and there's never like a Bruce Lee character in there. There's never a guy like Steven
Seagal. No, they're
Seagal.
Grapplers.
They're all guys who are just going to beat the shit out of each other.
What was it? Was it Rick? He goes, we're watching some Ultimate Fighting thing. Was on last night. And Rick goes, is that gay porn? Because every time a guy got down on his back, he was, you know, doing the kick thing. Obviously, you know, you got to protect yourself some way. But then the other dude, the attacker, would jump on him, and then the other guy would wrap his legs around him, and they'd start lunging and doing this thing. And I'm like, that looks kind of queer. I don't know, man.
Well, you know what they are, right? They're all
ex-Marines. I don't want to get punched in the face or get an elbow in the face, but, you know, that's kind of weird, man.
You notice they look kind of queer ex-Marines thing.
Well, the ex-Marines got to go somewhere, right? Yeah, so exactly. All the fighting, that's where they go.
Yeah.
Right on.
Homoism.
True story.
All right, so do you have any stories about being in the shit?
Not really.
No?
Not
nothing?
Really. Nah.
No being in the shit stories?
No being in the shit stories.
tell them about how you killed some time.
Yeah, killed some time.
How your BDU pants had no pockets in them from playing pocket pool.
Exactly. Actually, there's a little story.
It was for a ventilation, Larry.
Ed could probably help out with the story. We put together a care package. The kids did, right?
The kids did, yeah.
For a friend of Mason's that got hurt, right? Is that correct?
I guess.
That was hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His Hummer was hit by IUD.
Well-wishing card and stuff for a guy in Texas, right?
He's
in Texas. Yeah,
he's back now.
Yeah, him and my lieutenant are back right now, so they're doing good. So
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So, yeah, and then they put together a care package, I think, for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to do more of that.
Where was the porn?
We should put together a TTN care package. What do you think, Scott?
Oh, no doubt.
All porn
and
got to put some porn
t-shirts
in there for the ladies too.
Lindsay Lohan,
real stupid.
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Slohan.
I heard your last podcast, and I think you'd like the. I heard about the rehab, and like Tuesday night we were out this club level, and this girl had this shirt on, and it was a white shirt with all black, and it said "Rehab is the new black." So Mason ran up to this girl. He ran up to her, and he had to take a picture with her.
True story.
No, wait. Tell John Scott about the pork and bean story.
The pork and bean story.
With Mason.
Oh, pork and beans. At Mix
the, balls
night.
Hanging out. Oh,
hey, listen. Mason just got back, and he's got to get his frame of mind together. So, I mean, whenever he's out, whenever I'm out with him, he doesn't care what he does.
Nope.
Little setup story.
Why would he? I mean,
you know, last year we went to the Cubs Sox series. We went with Special Ed and his wife, and we had some good seats. And me and Mason we drove separately, so we went out to a couple bars, and he goes to the 7-Eleven. I think he paid like $100 for a tall boy. But he's drinking a tall boy in a brown paper bag.
Oh, hell no.
German style. And he's he's walking down the street, and he's hammered out of his mind. He's fucking hammered. So a cop walks up to him, a Chicago cop walks up to him. He's like, what is that? He's like, it's beer. He's like, you can't be drinking that. He's like, I'm leaving in 2 weeks to go to Iraq. And he just keeps walking and drinking. So Mason does not care. He does not care.
I do not
so
care.
Yesterday, before we go to the club where Mason spends like $700 on three bottles of vodka that he could have got at Walmart for $60.
But at Walmart, you don't get the hotties coming over thinking.
Exactly.
True story.
You get some old crippled woman in a wheelchair asking you how's your fucking day.
With no teeth.
So,
exactly.
So yeah, you need some teeth.
They're nice.
So,
How much?
They
love
nice.
You long time. Like.
So we're at this bar Mix, and Mason, it was pretty hot in there. So Mason just standing there, and he looks down, and his balls are hanging out. in the middle of the bar.
Shut up.
He's got serious. He's got his balls out, and he's like, you know what? He's like, it's cheaper than air conditioning.
Oh, my God.
So we're like, what the hell are you doing? So we're like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, watch this. So he starts walking around, rubbing up against girls. The first girl with his balls hanging out. First girl he walks up to, he starts humping. It was hilarious.
Oops. Excuse me.
And then we're like, all right, it's time.
Oh, excuse me. Are my balls hanging out?
You know, if you rub your balls on somebody's neck, it's called a fruit basket.
I thought that was her head.
Oh, is it the top of the head?
Oh,
it's the top of the head.
It's not about the butthole pleasures or the rusty trombone or the the dirty Sanchez.
Yeah, I love it, my little tiny asshole.
Yeah. I heard this.
Oh, my God, I want that big black nigger cock in my asshole. Yeah, I want it. I want it. Fill up all my fucking little holes. Fuck yeah. Fill up all my little cracker holes. Oh, yeah, with big nigger dick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck. Wow.
What the fuck is that?
You guys want another Mason story?
Oh, God. I think we're enough of Mason stories.
No, oh, never enough. Never enough Mason stories.
You got any special ed stories?
Yeah, just look at them. Ow.
We got one.
What?
It's not that bad, though. We're like an eighth grade.
Oh, all right, we got a special ed story coming up.
Right. No, well, it's Mason stories.
I have some audio special ed right here. So when he was in prison.
Hey, John, next time don't bend over.
I was a tight end. Now I'm a wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
He's cut off.
Hey, did I ask you guys yet how much time you got left?
I got 4 more years.
4 more years?
Because he re-signed.
You re-signed?
I re-signed.
Re-upped.
He re-upped.
Re-upped.
I got a little less than a year and a half left, but I'm seriously thinking about re-signing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do the guard thing, so. National Guard, Reserve.
Noble.
And what's the reasoning behind that? I heard a little bit of Mason's last night. What's yours?
I like my unit. It's a really good unit, and we treat it well. I mean, I've been in for 4 years, and I have really about the guards.
Oh, you mean the guys you... Oh,
the guy, yeah. My unit.
What do you think? Sorry, his lower unit?
Yeah,
I really like my lower unit.
No, I'm sorry.
His lower unit.
It's a tripod. What can I say? No,
a
I
short
I just,
one.
I like it, and I mean they give you some good upfront money, and I mean
go golfing every weekend and Hyatt treatment.
It's nice. Yeah. I mean it's the
lobster steak.
It's the Air Force. I mean when he's sleeping in a tent, I'm staying at the Hyatt in Iraq. It's all good.
I know. It's a friend of mine. This guy I know, Marty. He's been on the show. Yeah. And right after 9/11, he joined the Air Force Reserves. And he's like 35 when he did it. Of course, his wife was pregnant, with his son. And, yeah, that was a little risky right there with the whole marriage. But he told me he hasn't done shit but stay in Acapulco and a nice hotel and – all this shit, and he's a veteran.
Yeah, he's a veteran. I mean, I don't got the cake jobs. I mean, they're Air Force. If you're on Air Force.
Yeah, you're real Air Force, right?
I'm Security Force. It's a little different.
Okay.
But it's a little different. It's kind of like the Air Force's version of the infantry, but, I mean, it's still not like the Marine infantry. It's not like that, you know. I mean, these guys are sleeping in tents. And, I mean, the last time I slept in a tent was when I went with my parents. So, I mean, you know, like, the Wisconsin Dells.
Right.
So, I mean. Yeah, I mean it treats you good. I mean, and that's the whole reason behind it. The guys I work with, I mean, it's like a family. I mean, you can't talk too bad about it, and you don't get treated bad. It's a lot of people do it for college and because they can't afford it.
I was going to ask you that. You said you went to a semester of college and then you got involved in the Air Force.
Yeah.
Any thought? I mean, you get a lot of benefits for that.
Oh yeah,
in money.
You get good money, definitely.
Is that something you would do when you got out, or are you going to be a career guy?
Well, no. I mean, right now, I mean, I've been on active duty for over 3.5 years right now. But I've been in the guard the whole time when I've been doing it. But but I've just been working at different Air Force bases on active duty. So right now is actually I'm done with that. I'm actually just going back to 1 week in a month now, because when I joined my unit, they were all getting deployed and stuff like that, left and right, Afghanistan, all those places. And when I get there, I'm thinking, oh, I'm getting deployed. Yeah, you're going to Arizona. Like, all right, cool, yeah. You know?
We're in Delaware.
We're in Delaware. So, I mean, you know, just I went to did a semester of college, and, like, you go to high school, and then you go to college, and you realize, hey, I really don't have to go to class today, you know? So I kind of just, like, passed, like, two out of, like, the four classes, I think. And I was like, I might as well join the Air Force, get some money out of the deal. You know, I mean, I knew it was the Air Force. Me and Mason, we were in, like, Civil Air Patrol, which is, like, an auxiliary of the Air Force when we were younger. So we kind of knew what we were getting into when we joined the military, you know? So just did that, and I went back to school for a semester and then went on orders for 3.5 years. And Friday the 15th was the last day I got – was my last day on orders, and now I'm just going back to doing my weekend warrior stuff.
Weekend. So what are you going to fill up the week with?
This week, I'm doing my drill makeups because I missed, like, 16 drills. So you just go work with the base, get your job training up to date, and that's about it, you know?
Nice.
Wow. Nice.
And now, Mason, you re-enlisted.
I did.
You going to be a career guy, or?
I don't know.
You better not.
I see some of these guys, you know, they're, like, 25 years old, and they walk around like they're 60, so.
1,000-yard stare?
Exactly. So, I don't know.
But what about some of these guys that, like, what was his name? He was a general. Tagaboo.
Army guy?
Yeah.
Ain't ready to be a Marine yet?
He had a report on Abu Ghraib.
Okay.
And he, like, outed Rumsfeld and some other guys, and they made him resign.
Well, the Army was running that show, so yeah. That's all I got to know.
Okay. The Pentagon is the Army deal?
Oh, it depends on who's in charge. I mean, the guy he just resigned, what's his name? He was the commander-in-chief, or the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was a Marine.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we really don't have too much of a commander-in-chief at all.
Yeah,
right now, so.
The point I was making was just basically it's like either fall in line and go up the ladder and do whatever, or basically they want you to keep your mouth shut and then you just get promoted.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, you gotta understand the military. I mean, we're not brainwashed.
Code of conduct, you know.
We're not brainwashed or anything. But there's some things. No. There's some things that, you know, I mean, you probably just don't want said. You know, if you think about it, it's the military.
Yeah.
I mean, if we want to live free like this, I guess some things got to happen that we don't need to know about. So I mean,
well, it's unfortunate after you get past 06, then you become a politician.
Yeah, you know, it's generals. They have to. If they want to be up there, they gotta straighten up and fly right and do what they gotta do. So.
Which means to become a politician.
Yeah.
A yes man.
And, it sucks.
Well, it reminds me of that movie with Nicholson and Tom Cruise.
A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men.
Yeah, Nicholson sold me on his speech.
Yeah.
When he said, "Hey, you don't want to know the truth," and then he went
you
into
can't
that whole thing.
The
I'm
truth.
Like, okay, not guilty.
You want me on that wall? You need me on that wall.
Me and Mason are a little too low to be getting into politics, so we just you know, it's just the best thing is just do what you're told. I mean, you know, that's the best thing. These guys that, you know, that join, I mean, they everybody has their own reason.
Oh yeah, everybody has their own reason. I'd never break bad on anybody that joins up. You know, I mean, I'm the first guy they push down. To slow down
well,
the
no,
bad guys.
I think our whole position.
I'd be laying in the fetal position after week number two at boot camp.
Portable sandbag.
Don't blanket party me.
Correct me if I'm wrong, John, but our whole position for the entirety of this webcast has been we're all for the servicemen and the
no
people who
doubt.
Sign up and do this kind
Absolutely.
Of shit that you guys are doing.
Thank you.
But to have the W just misuse the armed forces for his own goddamn purposes makes us goddamn want to vomit.
It's an outrage.
I mean, the service. I'm speaking. I don't know if I'm speaking for Mason right here, but as long as you're supporting the troops,
we can care less.
We could care less. Yeah. I mean, the war stuff and all that. I mean, that's out of our hands. And
absolutely.
And you guys. I know you guys don't like W. I mean, I really can care less because, I mean, I don't want his job. I don't know who else would want his job right now. So
I don't think he wanted his job.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of got thrown to his lap, the whole 9/11 thing. So
I mean, how did they pick president these days?
He caused it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, but
I can't buy it.
That's a different story.
Yeah, you know, right after that happened, I thought, boy, this guy, his fucking legacy is set in stone. If he follows this path right here, goes after the cocksuckers that did this, and that's all he concentrated on, we're set. Everybody loves us right now. The world is behind the USA. Everybody's so happy. Well, they're not happy. They're sad that this happened, but everybody is just all one. You drove around. People were doing these candle vigils outside their houses.
This was globally, too, Jeff.
It was global. Yeah, everywhere. And all of a sudden, right after the first attacks in Iraq, when I went to Germany, there was these kiosks outside of Cologne, outside of this big cathedral. It was a silent protest. And I walked up to this thing, and there were American majors and generals and captains and all this stuff that wrote stuff on there that served in Korea and Vietnam and all this stuff. And they were protesting it, too. And I was just like, well, something's not right here. I couldn't buy the reasoning for it. And I always, you know, to me, it bothered me that we're trying to export democracy at the barrel of a gun, which I, you know, thought it doesn't really work, especially with a bunch of, extremists and such a whacked out part of the planet, you know, that we don't even understand in the first place. I'm sure you guys.
The Bush regime even changed that. I mean, first it was WMDs, which was manufactured bullshit. Yeah. And then, okay, we didn't find that. Now it's the war on terror. Now it's exporting democracy. And how's that going in Gaza, exporting democracy with Hamas taking over Palestine? You know, it just doesn't work. These guys want democracy for themselves.
And fight for it.
But you got to respect the Israelis, though. I mean, one guy gets kidnapped, they send the whole army after him. I mean, that's kind of crazy. I mean, so
Israel's.
It seems to be their problem, though, isn't it?
Well, they're in the middle. They're surrounded.
They keep sucking up land because they keep growing as a people. They keep populating, so they need more land. They keep sucking up a little more, and the Palestinians get pissed off. You know, I that's like a weird thing that I never really understood. I mean, it's religious, it's political, it's about territory, it's all these things, and then you got this extreme faction that's dropped in the middle, like Hamas, that's a bunch of whacked out militants that I don't understand that shit. How could anybody understand that?
I don't know. No matter what we do, somebody's going to hate us anyway. Yeah. So something's going to happen.
Exactly.
That's just the way you got to think of it. I mean, the Iraq stuff, all that other stuff, it'll be somebody. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't mind being hated. That's one thing. But
here's what you do. You go bomb Iran. That's going to solve the problem.
Yeah. Okay,
there's a lot of most of the people in Iran love America.
Mason might not be going back to Iraq, but he might be going to Iran.
Yeah, they promised me in writing that I'm not going back to Iraq. But
you're going back to Iran or
exactly,
Afghanistan.
Yeah.
He might go see Kim Jong.
Exactly.
Kim Jong Il.
You can go visit his new city.
Goddamn Hans Brex. Breaking my balls, Hans Brex.
Hans Brix.
Hans Brix.
Fucking Hans Brix.
Wow.
You guys got any closing words?
Mason loves strippers.
Oh, not
nice.
This.
Yes. Nice.
Not this.
Who doesn't?
That is one big pile of shit.
I mean, you got money. My favorite part of going to strip clubs is conversing. You know, just float the money.
Exactly.
And then just having a conversation with them. They're all students. They're all getting their PhDs.
I'm paying for them to go to college. Right. That's the best part, you know.
Pay for two of them.
You ever been
room.
To Amsterdam?
No, but I'm willing to go.
You're willing to learn.
I'm willing to learn.
No, but we're willing to learn. Yeah, Mason.
Yeah, you guys should check out Amsterdam.
Oh, it sounds nice.
They're a lot cheaper. And they're really hot.
Nice.
Dollar. Really effing hot.
Dollar girl night?
Yeah, no, well, 40
not quite
euro.
That cheap.
40 euro for 40 15 euro. Minutes.
Well, now you're fucked
now,
on the exchange rate.
Yeah,
wow.
That's true.
40, 45 bucks?
40 euro is like $1,700.
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
About 60 bucks now.
Yeah, 60 bucks.
Where before it was 40 bucks or even less.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
All right, man. Before you go, you want to play a game of Shit or Shinola? Shit or Shinola?
Shinola?
Shit or Shinola?
You turn fruit.
You ever hear of shit or shinola?
No.
Shit or shinola?
You guys heard it on the podcast this morning.
I heard a little bit. Mason was sleeping because
That's right.
He was being a Marine. He had too much sugar in his pop, so he passed out.
A lot of sand in my vagina.
A lot of sand in his vagina. Oh, man.
In our urethras, we have a little teeny tiny vagina. That's science news, John. Shit or shinola, I will read a statement, and you will tell me if it's shit, total shit.
Meaning wrong.
Which is false.
Or if it's shinola.
That means it's not right.
And
it's
I tally the score, and the winner, John, is, I think true. John is undefeated. Is that right, John?
I think so.
Oh, he got lucky last time.
He writes the questions. I mean, if you
no,
loses.
I don't.
I have the questions. I keep the questions top secret. They're right here. Shit or shinola.
Top secret.
You guys ready to go?
Let's get ready to play.
Shit or shinola.
Welcome everybody to Shit or Shinola. I'm going to read a statement, and we'll just go down the line. Larry, Mason, Special Ed, John, with the answers.
Why does he get a cool nickname?
Shit or Shinola.
Well, we were going to call you Sergeant Holka, and Larry was going to be Captain Mayo.
I wanted to be the big toe.
The big toe.
And our first question tonight.
So fur up your ass.
First question tonight, John.
All right.
Neil Diamond is the father of Mike Diamond of the Beastie Boys. Shit or Shinola?
Ooh.
Larry?
Larry.
It's that shit.
That is total shit, Larry says. That is total shit. Special Ed? I'm sorry. Mason?
Shinola.
Special Ed?
I'm joining Larry in shit.
John?
How old is he?
How old is who? Mike Diamond?
Yeah, I'll say shit.
This is not a spelling bee here. Give me an acronym.
All right, it's a tie
game. An acronym,
game.
That's good. A spelling bee. Give me an acronym.
Shut up.
It's a tie game. Larry, Special Ed, and John go up 1-0.
Those Marines are idiots.
On Mason. Next
Mason
question.
Mason gets a...
Wait a minute.
Shit or shinola.
Is it bingo?
Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong was the last American to speak on the moon. Shit or shinola.
Oh, that's a complete
what say
shit.
You, Larry? Hey, John, can you wait your turn, please?
Shit.
Larry says shit.
The Marine?
Shit.
Okay.
Shit. Special Ed?
I will join the shit parade.
John?
Shit.
All right, the score remains the same. Everybody's up one, but the score remains the same. That is
wait
total shit.
No, did we all say shinola on the last one?
Shit.
No, it remains the same, which means it's 3-1.
Oh, right.
True story.
Right.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to read the little tidbit on the back. You know? Although Neil Leslie Diamond, born in 1941, and Mike Lewis Diamond, born in 1965, have a few things in common, they were not related. All right. Now, Neil Armstrong was the last American to speak on the moon. That is total shit. The first words spoken on the moon were by Neil Armstrong. Not many people know. The last words were spoken by Commander Eugene Cernan on the Apollo 17 mission in 1972. Ah. And he said, quote, "America's challenge of today is forge man's destiny of tomorrow."
And he wasn't.
That is one big pile of shit.
Next shit or shinola. Less than half of all murders in the United States are committed with a firearm. Less than half of all murders in the United States are committed with a firearm. Shit or shinola? Larry?
I'm going to go with shinola.
He says total shinola. Mason says?
I will say shit.
Mason says shit. Special Ed says?
I am joining Larry and Shinola.
Total Shinola.
Shinola.
And John says?
I say shit.
Shit. John goes up.
Oh.
And so it's a three-way tie. Mason goes up. So it's a three-way tie. For second place, John is in the lead with 3. And
God
John is undefeated. That is total shit.
Alcohol driving.
From 1999 to 2003, the FBI compiled statistics on 68,000 murders committed in the United States. A total of 45,000, or two-thirds of those murders, were committed with a handgun, rifle, or some other firearm.
That's not what the NRA said.
Next, shit or shinola. The practice of trepanation, the surgical act of boring holes into the skull, began 7,000 years ago and still continues today. The practice of trepanation.
Shinola.
Shit or Shinola.
Shinola.
Larry says Shinola. Mason says
shit.
Total shit. Ed says.
Well, it did go on, but I'm not too sure about nowadays.
Today.
All right, we need a shit or Shinola response from Special
okay.
Ed.
Okay, shit.
Special Ed says total shit. John says.
Without a doubt, Shinola.
Without a doubt, Shinola. John is still up. Larry takes sole possession of second place. Mason and Ed follow closely in third. Trepanning. Surgically making a circular opening in the skull began in the Neolithic era, evidently for health and spiritual reasons.
But with the
some
hammer.
Some believe the purpose was to release ill humors. Today there is a new movement of trepanation advocates led by jeweler and tree grower Peter Halverson of Pennsylvania. Halverson founded the International Trepanation Advocacy Group after trepanning himself with a scalpel, four drill bits, and an electric drill secured to his bathroom ceiling that wow. he controlled
oh,
with his foot.
Man. Wow. That guy's, he ain't got no brains, that dude. No.
All right, potentially our last question of shit or Shinola. If it is a tie, we will take on tiebreakers. Last question tonight. Subway token sucking was once a problem in New York City. Subway token sucking was once a problem in New York City. Shit or Shinola?
I'm going to go with shit because I don't know what token sucking is.
Larry says total shit. Mason says?
I'm a big fan of that, so I will go with Shinola.
Shinola.
Shit.
Special Ed says shit. John says?
Without a doubt, Shinola.
And John wins this round of shit or Shinola. He's got a perfect 5 for 5.
What the hell is token sucking?
You remember the tokens with
Larry,
the papooch,
and Mason come
how
in.
How many tokens do we need?
Second.
How many do you want?
And Special Ed comes in last.
Okay, read the whole fucking thing.
In a scam ass. Officially referred to as theft of Metropolitan Transit Authority property, token suckers would jam token slots by stuffing them with cardboard and then hide and wait for someone to drop a token. The coin would get stuck and the person would leave for another turnstile. The sucker would then place his or her mouth over the slot and suck the token out. Token sucking was very widespread during the 80s when the city estimated that $75 a day was lost. Today it's no longer a problem since most New Yorkers use swipe-able Metro cards.
What the fuck you waiting for, bitch? Start sucking.
And John, still unbeaten. 5 for 5. Yeah. And Special Ed comes in dead last.
Great.
Thanks for playing again. Shit or Shinola.
Go Aggies.
And how'd you do at home?
Fuck you, man.
Fuck you. Specialist says,
fuck you.
Right.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
We appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Specialist, we didn't hear from you. What's going on? Any last words?
No, Cubs suck.
Yeah?
They lost?
Lost 9-1.
Oh,
11-1.
They got killed.
No bench clearing ball?
11-3.
The game was hot and sweaty, like my balls.
Yeah.
So Mason decided to air out. Yeah. Oh. Eighth inning.
With Coca-Cola.
There are no dumbbells or Stairmasters in this room. It's just my balls, baby.
Mason gave a new term to seven-inning stretch.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Exactly.
Man. Oh, man.
I had a blast, guys. Thanks.
Thank All you. Right.
Well, thanks for coming, man.
Thank you.
It's great.
Good to be here.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Then. We're out.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for
part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.